The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." And people were bringing children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced them and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord. It's a Friday evening, and I decide to go to the movies, to the theater, to see a movie. I like to go see movies, especially comedies or movies that have a good message. And so I get on the website to see what movies are playing, what movies are showing. I look and I really don't find anything that interests me. And the only thing I can find is a movie called Candyman. I look at it a little bit, and I notice it's kind of scary, but I can handle a scary movie. So I decide to go see that movie. As I get there, and as the movie begins, I see the horror before my eyes. Not any kind of normal scary that I'm used to, but absolute horror. The idea behind the movie is that there's this legend that if you stand in front of a mirror and say Candyman 5 times, Candyman comes and kills you. And so everyone thinks it's just a legend, that it's not true, that and they do it just to have fun. And sure enough, each time throughout the movie that someone stands in front of a mirror and says Candyman 5 times, Candyman comes and kills them. As I'm leaving the theater and heading back to my car, I'm thinking about the violence that I just witnessed, the horror that I saw. And I think about how this movie is demonic, how inviting Candyman to come is similar to inviting Satan to come, and that this movie promotes the culture of death. Many things in our culture and our world around us promote the culture of death. We encounter it in our everyday lives, whether it's a movie we see like Candyman, whether it's an event that we attend, whether it's a song that we might like the beat to, but when we listen to the lyrics, we see how that song is portraying something that is not the Christian ideal. We see how that song, how that movie, how that event promotes the culture of death. We also engage in conversation with people. We gossip, we talk about others behind their back, never with the intention of hurting someone, but only just to complain, to vent. This too promotes the culture of death because we tear down that person. Even though they're not there, our opinion of that person is, our opinion of that person becomes the opinion of the person that we're talking with. In all of this, we don't think that it will harm us. Just a little bit here and there. You know, no harm, no foul. It's just for fun, just for entertainment. But in reality, over time, taking a little bit here, a little bit there, instills in us the culture of death. As it forms and shapes us to think in that mindset, not in a positive way, but in a negative way. It forms and shapes us to think that small amounts of violence are okay, that small amounts of talking about people are okay. Over time, however, those small amounts add up. We become enwrapped in that mentality, in that mindset. As Jesus is preaching about marriage, children start coming to him, children who are curious, who are innocent, looking for a comforting presence, a comforting touch of Jesus. And as the children start to come, the disciples rebuke them. The disciples try to get them to stop coming. In the midst of this, Jesus invites the children to come. He invites the children to come because he wants to embrace them. He invites the children to come because he knows what they're looking for. He invites the children to come because he sees them as an example of faith. He encourages his disciples, his followers, to model that example of faith, to model that childlike faith, to have the faith of a child, a faith that is curious, that is innocent. We are also invited to come to Jesus with a childlike faith. But unfortunately, the culture of death prevents us from doing this. As we become formed over time, we continue to grow farther away from God. This movie here that we see, this song that we listen to that promotes the culture of death, moves us not closer to God, but farther away from God. This Sunday, we celebrate Respect Life Sunday, an opportunity to promote the culture of life in all its stages, to promote the culture of life to those that we encounter, to promote the culture of life to those who do not know, life, to promote the culture of life to those who are steeped in the culture of death. Not in a way that is reactionary, but rather in a way that is proactive, in a way that allows us to be an example of a culture of life. Having and promoting this culture of life facilitates having a childlike faith. When we have the faith of a child, we approach Jesus as someone who is curious, as someone who is innocent. As we continue to allow the culture of death to form us and to shape us, that childlike faith is slowly chipped away. That childlike faith, over time, goes away. When we cultivate a culture of life, we help those we encounter, we help us and those we encounter to reach our final destination of life with God in heaven for all eternity. When we allow the culture of life to inform us, and when we encounter people with this mindset of a culture of life, with this idea of a childlike faith, we allow them to see God for who He is. We allow them to experience God in us. And experiencing God in us, they continue to be curious, continue to be intrigued. And slowly, as we continue to promote the culture of life, as we continue to model a childlike faith, we continue to draw people ever more closer to God. As we journey through life, as we're on this journey of faith, allowing others to see in us a model, an example for relationship with God and with others, so that one day we might be able to live this relationship out in heaven with God and with everyone that we encounter for all eternity.